It is the Friday Show, Neil Atkinson with Grace Maley, with Tezza Simakulwa and with Mo Stewart. We've got Natalie Bromley on the phone. We've also got Jordan Jarrett-Bryan on the phone. 12:30 Saturday, Arsenal face Manchester United. Here's Jordan.
Jordan Jarrett-Bryan to talk about Arsenal, and you can't talk about Arsenal and look ahead to Saturday without looking back to what happened last night. It was a massive win, Jordan, to be honest with you. It's amongst the biggest wins that could have been conceived of at this stage of the season for this Arsenal side. It was looking like a side that was beginning to lose a way, its way, whatever it is you want to say. Three back-to-back defeats do not make good news at any stage of the season. And then last night, they go and pull that out.
It's incredible. It's incredible, Neil. I mean, nobody saw that coming, first of all. Anyone that says they saw Arsenal winning that game is an absolute bloody liar. Because after the three defeats you mentioned, I think we believed that we'd blown it. And although mathematically we are still within the race, I don't think anybody really believed that Arsenal had it in them to really respond, especially with the games we've got coming up. Now, I've got an issue with the narrative of the last kind of couple of months, which is this phrase you often hear, hard running, hard running, hard running. At this point in the season, I don't know what a hard running is. You know, who's a better team? Who's a better team out of Wolves and Burnley? Well, it's quite clearly Wolves. But who would I rather play today out of Wolves and Burnley? It's Wolves, because they've got nothing to play for. So this idea that because, you know, Chelsea on paper is a hard game, but Chelsea are comfortable in fourth, as far as I'm concerned. West Ham are going to be distracted because our game with them in a couple of weeks is slap bang in the middle of a semi-final of the Europa League. So is that going to be a hard game? So I never really bought into this, oh, but Arsenal have got hard games coming up. And as it's turning out, I'm predicting, Neil, that the three, inverted commas, easy games that we were supposed to win, which we lost, we're going to actually probably win the three harder games, i.e. Chelsea, Man U and West Ham. So that's the first thing. I never really buy into this narrative around. I think at this point in the season, there's only three or four teams, Neil, that don't have anything to play for. Three or four teams. Do you know what I mean? Everyone else is playing for something. So it was unexpected, but hey, we got the job done. Chelsea are idiots. Absolute idiots. They played right into our hands. Yeah. I think they were complacent. And what is even more funny about the game, Neil, is that as bad as they were in the first half, by the way, we were great. We just weren't as bad as them. You thought and expected Chelsea to come out with having had a rocket up them and, you know, Arsenal have blown their chance to get 3 points, having given up two leads in the first half. They were actually worse.